I'm WUWM's Latoya Dennis. We all know that, culturally, there are different ways of communicating. When it comes to Black people, we've relied upon a head nod. To some, it may look like a simple gesture, but for Black men especially, it can be a way of saying, I see you, and all is well. I recently sat down with a group of Black men between the ages of 28 and 75 to talk about the importance of the head nod. Anthony Courtney founded an organization called For My Brothers Incorporated. He describes it as a manhood training program. Courtney is also the eldest and is respectfully called Baba by the other men. Baba is an African term denoting respect due to one's age and status in society. Courtney says the head nod dates back to slavery.
When black people were planning rebellions, the men on the plantations, okay, what would take place, they wouldn't talk. When it was going to go down, they simply, you know, wanted to clarify when it was going to go down, so they went on about their business till they got ready to take care of business.
When Courtney takes pause, he's doing a head nod. He says that over the years, the meaning of the head nod has evolved.
What it is an acknowledgement of a brother, wherever you went in the country during our time, when you may not have known these other brothers, or you've been in a situation where there were very few Black men, and you might have been in meetings or whatever, a lot of white folks or whatever.
Courtney says you would simply nod your head at each other.
That was it. And that was an acknowledgement of that this was a brother, even though you may not have talked to him. In most cases, 99% of the cases, you got the head nod back. And if you didn't get the head nod back, then you watch this brother.
Andre Ellis is 60 years old. He's the founder of We Got This, a grassroots program aimed at teaching young Black men to grow food and clean up their neighborhoods.
It was often a form of safety. You knew that you all had to connect. I see you. If something go down, we together. And it also was a form of respect with each other, because even when you were at events where, what I remember in the 60s and 70s, especially being a young boy, 67, 68, when the riots came, what I remember is I couldn't wait to grow up and be big enough to do the head nod. It was a form of cool as well, especially if your hat was tipped to the right in that deep dip.
Travis Hardman is the youngest of the group and a small business owner.
Normally, most people, you know, nod their head up with a, you know, in a what's up manner. It's totally safety, because most men are, you know, our primal instincts is to, you know, wired to fight. So what it does, it lets the next brother know, hey, everything's cool. We can walk past each other and we can go about our day. And when you do run into the people who, when you nod your head and they don't nod back, it kind of does give you a feeling of not being safe, or something may just occur.
Quabana Anton Nixon rounds out the group of men. He's 51 years old and an author and a representative of the I Will Not Die Young campaign. The Chicago native says growing up, the head nod wasn't something he did.
You know, being in Chicago, and Bob, I can attest to this, you know, you didn't speak to nobody you didn't know from another neighborhood, because you don't know what the move is. Because the head nod, sometimes where we came from, was like, there we go, right there. You know, that's him over there. And you see your guy like, this is what it is, right? So when I moved to Milwaukee, it was crazy. When I moved here and so many people were speaking, I would like, you know, because I don't know what it is. And I remember a dude I moved on 13th and Atkinson, his brother, older brother, was like, young man, he said, what's up? He said, man, we speak to you daily. You don't speak to nobody. I said, what you mean? He's like, I'm nodding, letting you know. I didn't know that, right? It took me a minute to understand what it was, because in Chicago, where I was coming from, it meant here they come. But when it's me and my age, 50 and older, and we do it, and I get in one and they don't, I take that like, what's up with you? You understand? Because as Travis said, it's connect. You know, we even say as far as Peace King, you know, that's been a universal thing. No matter where I've been, brothers see each other. You go, Pete, especially now. And I heard a lot of young dudes doing it too. So I think everybody said it is a universal nod of like peace.
You know, Latoya, if I can add in here real quick too, the nod got me robbed in New York in 1990. I was in New York, and a couple of friends were visiting me, and we were walking down the street, and a guy was coming towards us, and I nodded at him, and I did the traditional sup. We didn't say what's up. We said sup, S-U-P, sup. And I did sup, and he said, you know who I am? And people were walking on the street and everything. And I said, no, I was just speaking. He said, well, let me teach you something about New York. We don't do that here. Break yourself. And he took all my jewelry and the money that I had on me. And so I had to immediately, like Quabbin, I said, with Chicago, I had to come and adjust. I had to immediately adjust to New York that you don't speak walking down the street, that you almost look at the ground just like you don't look up at the buildings, because then the robber can recognize that you're a tourist.
You're not from here, right? You ain't right. From here.
The other thing is that when Quabbin talked about everybody in Milwaukee speaking, that was a Southern thing, and I bet you Baba can attest to that. Everybody that came from down south was already used to being congenial with each other, and you spoke to each other. If you go down south today, they say speak and say hello and how you doing on the street. Even white folks that are friendly with others do it as well.
So how do you know when to do it and when not to?
It's also this, you say, when do you know? Sometimes for me, I can't speak. And I think Trev said this earlier. It's disarming too. You can disarm if they're in situation to look a certain way, even when I'm working with youngins. Oh, it don't matter. If I walk up on the block, it's a piece. You know, that's the nod, right? You understand, it's a discern, you know, it's almost you disarm them just for that moment. When I say disarm, it makes everything comfortable amongst this room. Like, hey, this is what we own today, right? I think it's instinctual. I don't think it's I better do the head nod. It's just, oh, there goes so-and-so, what's up? Especially when I work with young men, I go out of my way to show them, like, we did a group of young boys, probably about 15, when I brought all the men into school. By the time we all got left the room, I kept saying, everybody make sure you keep saying peace, King, peace, King. We left the room when I came back the following week. That's how they was acknowledging them. What's up, King? You know, they was doing their own little thing with it, but they were all peace, King, you know. I said, oh, okay, peace, King. For that moment, 3 weeks while we were at that school, that was their acknowledgement. They talked to each other in that fashion. You know what I mean? So we introduced it to her early. So as Trev said, it's universal.
Oftentimes we don't share with the younger people what Baba is trying to do with old school. We ain't through yet. We don't attend those events. Do we take our sons and nephews and boys from the block? We should be flooding out every event that he have like that. Quabbin and I was doing the barbershop talks. And I think that we need to make sure we do all of those things still. We shouldn't do them just fashionably. We need to do them universally. And I think we need to get back to having the conversation of how do we grieve? Why not? Because it may decrease some of the negativity we're dealing with.
Right. I mean, at one point, Quabbin said that when he moved here, he didn't know what that was, right? Because the head nod meant something different where he was from. So who teaches it?
Black boys have to be socialized. The rites of passage, a number of things, right? As Trev said, it's instinctual, right? But now these are ways and I'm using the term socializing for safety and for culture, right? With my grandkids, with my young men I work with, my little cousins, I even went as far to say, give them the nod. You know, what you mean give them the nod, right? They pattern what they see. So who teaches it? It's a part of the culture as young as you can get it. When you have a black boy, young black male in the house, that's a part of his upbringing, how he acts at the barbershop, how he deals with others right now. That's a lost art. You understand what I mean? It's not as many doing it. So how do you teach it? Boys see, be what they see. They see us act, we act. You have to teach it in the very beginning, as early as possible, how we do it. And I would say this, what Andre said, I think everything is marketing. It has to become fashionable. Death is fashionable in our community. Murder is fashionable. Dying young is fashionable. Why I'll say that? Because they get more love sometimes in death than they do in their everyday life. They get more props on social media for doing something ignorant than they do some positive. So as we have to make it fashionable. So we're making living fashionable now. We're making living long fashionable. We're making poetry fashionable. We're making having conversations and peace fashionable. So I think that's who teaches it. You know what I mean? It's culturally shown from the day a black boy is born. What he watches a man do is how he'll act.